They washed once a week, washed the wearing clothes of the family, mm-hmm. the bed linen, the sheets and the pillow slips, tablecloths, things like anything which had been soiled and washed. But they did, they set aside one day a week mm-hmm. as wash day, mm-hmm. depending on weather conditions. Mm-hmm. Of course, in the summertime, ordinarily, you wouldn't miss out.
Yeah.
But through the wintertime, probably they'd have to pick a day to get this.
Mm-hmm.
But if you had a big old fireplace with that hearth we was talking about this morning, wide enough that you could put that wash kettle partly into the fireplace,
yeah.
put that kettle in there, big old kettle hold 20 or 25 gallons of water.
Yeah.
Crowd it into that fireplace and build a fire around and boil those clothes in there. They boil those clothes those days
yeah.
in boiling water. Nowadays, I think the laundry just eat it enough to say it's not cold water.
Okay, if you had a two-story house, what would you use to get from the first floor up to the second floor? You'd have a...
stairway?
Okay. What would you call it? Something outside the house. Something similar outside.
Well... if it was on the outside, it'd say it's an outside stairway.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you didn't, you used a ladder.
Mm-hmm.
Stand against the wall, you see, to go up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you mentioned that you had a porch. Are there different names for different kinds of porches? Like a porch that goes...
Well, now they had... A lot of those old colonial houses just had a small porch, I'll say, at the front door.
Mm-hmm.
And ordinarily those good houses was built with a door frame and a side light on each side, which made an opening, you know, with the side lights and the door together about 6 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they built this porch out there in about 10 foot square.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it's going to have anything, then most of the time with the old colonial house, they went clear on yonder to the top
mm-hmm.
to form that roof out of the main roof of the house out here over this and had a square column that went off of this ground floor clear on it to support the roof.
Mm-hmm.
At the second floor, they'd have a little balcony, they called it,
mm-hmm.
built out that you could go up there and had an iron railing around. Go up there and open those doors and walk out on that. See all over the community, you see.
Yeah.
But this only had the roof at the top,
mm-hmm.
supported by these long columns. This old mansion I was telling you about, those columns were about 24 feet long.
Yeah.
Off of that ground floor to support that roof on top. But it had this little balcony out on the second floor up there where you walk out.
Mm-hmm. You know, some houses have this kind of stuff, boards outside that lap over each other.
Weatherboard.
Okay. And
when I went into carpenter to work, we said siding.
Oh, really?
Those days they said weatherboarding.
Okay. So if you were doing some carpentry, you say, I took the hammer and I whet the nail in. I picked up the hammer and I whet the nail in. I
drove the nail in the side.
Okay. And you say, yeah.